Donna?
I spoke with Rhonda in the assessor's office, and she said that at the time, these individuals were living in Greene County and inappropriately filled out a form for Taney County, so they should not have. So they paid their taxes in Greene County. Should not be paying them in Taney County.
Gentlemen, that was the only question that I had.
What year is that, Ron?
2013. They may have moved. Maybe we'll. Assessor's office finds that they're not here, so.
Yeah.
Let's label this Exhibit B with today's date, 5/19/2014. Is there a motion to approve as presented?
Move to approve Exhibit B, 5/19 of 2014 as presented.
Second.
I guess if they found that he didn't live here, I mean, I've seen him here all last year, I think. I visited with him, so I don't.
If you want to hold that one, we can get some more explanation for you.
I'm not going to second it because I visited with him and seen him here on several occasions. That doesn't mean he didn't live up there, but I do know he lived down here and presume he lives here now. So I'd have a difficult time.
Okay.
You can go ahead, Ron, if you.
Well, I'm not obviously brought the question up, but the answer has come to us from the assessor's office that he doesn't live here. And he's pulling the triggers on who are residents and who are not. That's my point. We've raised the issue, and the issue's been answered.
I looked at these also, and I had this same question because visually I see the gentleman.
Our problem with holding it and doing some further investigation.
There's Chuck. Maybe I can ask him directly and see.
Chuck, you can join us for a moment. We had one of our personal property abatements that was moving from one value to zero based upon comments from your office that they no longer live here or that they lived in Greene County. We brought it up because we thought that he still lived here. That was
okay.
And if you state that he does, then I'm willing to second the motion that we can move forward.
Rhonda was the one who said that they should not have filled out the form for Taney County, that they were living in Greene County at the time.
Well, I recognize the name, so. I understand your question. Maybe
I see him on a regular basis is the reason I didn't second the motion. And I knew where he lives, so I just thought maybe.
Generally, this is news to me. This is new. But generally, they're very diligent to confirm that it was paid in Greene County, but I can find out pretty quick, I think.
Well, whether or not it was paid in Greene County, I guess the question is, should it have been paid here or there? But if the person has moved, obviously it should have been paid there.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I don't have objection if there's no objection from anyone else to holding this one. Danny, if you still have a question, and we put it in the next batch, which wouldn't make any difference, if I wouldn't say. Is that all right, Brandon?
That's fine.
We have an issue with voting wrong, as you're familiar with. If people own a house in Greene County and a house in Taney County, and they choose to change their residency, and in other words, where they're registered to vote from Greene County down to Taney County, there's nothing we can do about it as long as they don't maintain a registration in Greene County as well.
The only question I have.
You don't let them vote in both places?
No, I don't.
the only question I have.
Once they're Democrats.
I met this person at Subway here not very long ago. I see him or the regular basis and speaks, always friendly and speaks. And I just didn't know that he had left Casey Road.
This last document is the Greene County personal property tax receipt. It's to Ashley Maffin. I don't know how to pronounce that. But it, maybe it's a daughter-in-law or something that lives in Greene County and that had been on their bill possibly. But again, I'm happy to.
No, it makes sense, obviously, and the question is, the raises to me is, why would he go up after paying all the taxes all these years here and pay it in another county? So that sounds like a logical reason to me, Chuck.
Well, they run off that sum is you've got a child living at home, and they move out, or of course, go with them to another location.
Yeah, that could be. That could be something like that. But does it make that much difference if we just wait on it and check? I mean, I'm.
Danny, if you want to make a motion to approve Exhibit B with the exception of that, right now we have a motion that's on the floor. There's no second. So motion dies for lack of a second. You wish to make a different motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Exhibit B, excluding that number if you'll.
Was the 2015-0110?
And we can bring it in the next group, which will be presented shortly anyway. So,
second.
There is a motion on the floor and seconded to approve Exhibit B dated 5/19/14, excluding abatement number 2015-0110. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'm going to hand these through to the girls. They're going to make whatever it is that they want, and then they're going to bring it to you. Okay. Thank you. Oh, whoa. Oh, we're not doing those? Until the deals. Thank you. Okay. Fill dirt agreements.
Motion for approval of the fill dirt agreement with Tim Barth on a location. I think he has one on one location that is closer to the Forsyth area, but this one puts him closer to the area of where they might be doing some work. Randy, I met Randy and he asked, he said he was presenting it.
How come Tim ain't here? Come speak for himself.
I don't know.
Is there a second?
Yeah,
motion?
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a dirt agreement by and between Tim or Ken Barth and Taney County. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
board appointments. Couple of seats, I think, that are available in for planning and zoning. We have a vacancy, although it's still being filled by the individual who was appointed before in the Swan Township. Then we have the
Branson Township.
We now have a vacancy that's been created in the Cedar Creek Township because of the death of our board member from Cedar Creek, Mr. Evans.
Mr. Edwards had served us greatly for several years and passed away suddenly, and sure hate to lose his wisdom and that he brought to the P&Z Commission. I sat through several meetings and had a great judgment on those issues. I'm going to make a motion, Ron. We do some movement, shuffling around on our P&Z boards as well as park boards and others because there's people that are willing to serve. I'm going to make a motion that we fill this Swan Township, which is now to Mr. Doug Fabian. And I would like to move the other gentleman that is serving on that to another suited area for that we need someone who's left over here.
Do what? So right now you got, who's Swan Creek's now?
Currently serving in that position is Richard Treese.
And he's just kind of stayed on until we fill it, right?
Right.
And you're wanting to move him to something else?
Yes.
What do you want to move him to? And then Doug is currently on the what board?
Doug's not. I don't know. He served.
I don't think he's serving on any kind of board at this time.
You said something about moving somebody from park board to Richard, this to that.
No.
You want to move Richard to the park board?
No.
Said he would like to find another board position for him.
Yes. We haven't discussed it yet.
So in other words, you want to put Doug on the board.
Yes, on the board. And I just was explaining.
It's clear as mud.
I know.
Was that a motion?
Yes. It was a motion to put Mr. Fabian on P&Z for Swan Township. Is that okay?
That's perfect. Second.
Motion is made and second on the point. Doug Fabian to the Planning and Zoning Commission representing the Swan Township. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Do you have, motion passes. Do you have another board at this time that you're looking at for Mr. Treese, or because I know we've got different, or is that something you want to address?
I've got two that I need to visit with him about to ask him if he's interested in any of one of those two.
Dan, over a year ago, we talked about the sewer district and the vacancy that we had on the sewer district. And as I recall, I pursued you hot and heavy to consider that, and at the time, you didn't feel that you should step onto it. And I have served, and I truly believe that the communications between the county commission and the sewer district board have improved greatly. And I am pleased that, in fact, the sewer board is moving through on a couple of major projects as well as some smaller projects within the county. And while I have been delighted to serve on that board, I am really extended in the positions that I currently have. I'm serving on the County Commissioner's Board of Directors, the Missouri Association of Counties Board of Directors, and the National Association of Counties Board of Directors, coupled with maybe six other boards, most of which are statutory for presiding commissioners to serve on, Council of Local Elected Officials, etc. And I would like to step down from that position on the sewer district and would pursue you once again to consider that position. And the reason I say that is because you are well equipped with the terminology and the technical aspects of what goes on in building a sewer and putting it together, and I never was. But I wish you would consider that. Let me restate that. I'll be resigning my position effective now on the sewer board, and I will put that in writing to the commission and to the sewer district board. Would you be willing to serve in that position?
Yes,
That's enough discussion on that.
No, I just I considered that whenever you brought that up. I had some health issues that were bothering me, and I still have some issues that need to be addressed, but I will serve on that board.
Can I make another statement? I truly believe this, Dan. This is an entity that we passed more dollars through than any entity that we have, that we have direct oversight for the appointment of any board members. We are passing millions of dollars annually through to this board. And I believe that every county commissioner should take a turn serving on this board and working with the sewer district board of directors. I've spent, I think, over a year doing that. I would love for you to consider at least that amount, and then hopefully Brandon will consider that. This is an important board, and one that I think we all need to take a turn at.
After discussion, lengthy discussion and meetings with the sewer board members and the project, in years past, there has been as many as two commissioners on the sewer board, and I'm in total agreement with you, Ron, that I think I would try to serve and do the best job I could for at least a year and be willing to pass that responsibility then on to Mr. Williams if it's so. That way, the main discussion that the sewer board had was lack of communication with the commission, and that gives a commissioner the opportunity to sit on that and then relay as a liaison to the county commission, and that way we have a better idea of the millions of dollars that we pass through and where they're going, with some amount of discussion from the commissioners that serve to the county commission on those issues. So I would serve on there if it's at your pleasure that you wish for me to do so.
No, I would make a motion that
well,
you serve on this board of directors.
This has kind of been...
Random.
This is the first I've heard of it, so I'm not really prepared to... Can we... I know they have a meeting tomorrow, but can we wait a week or so I can kind of... Because I know there was another gentleman that was interested in the board, and I understand the importance of having a commissioner on the board, but...
Just so that you know, my vote's going to be for Danny to go on the board or you to go on the board. I would love to see a county commissioner go on the board, whether we wait, whether we do it today, next week, or in a month. But it's critical that one of us serve on that board. Communications prior to a commissioner being on that board were zero. And the miscommunication was unbelievable. We finally got to the point where we're working very well because one of us is on the board, and I look for that to be a very important component that will ensure that communication continues. That's my thought.
It's a very healthy discussion, I think, that we're having. The only thing that I worry about, Brandon, for tomorrow, I think they're, according to the Mr. Robinson, there's some very important discussion that goes on, and I don't know whether they'll have enough with the board members that will have to be present for that meeting tomorrow. And like I said, it's just I think that because of the statements made by the chairman that they had became enemies with the county commission. That was before Ron stepped on. That's the reason we decided to put Ron on there, was something that I didn't want to hear anymore, and I thought that it needed to be a commissioner on there so that the communication was not a failure in their sight. I didn't ever think it was a failure on our sight, but I did think that they thought that, so... it's a very healthy discussion. We'll talk about it some more, but I think that if we do, we need to get the decision needs to be made today, I guess, sometime, if you want to visit about it. Believe you me, it's another meeting that we will have to have added to our agendas, which we all have a boatload of meetings at the county commission go to that a lot of times the public don't even understand that we are obligated to do so. I see our agenda has something at 1:45. If you'd rather have some time to think about it, Brandon, or if you don't think that, if you're not willing to serve yourself, which, I mean, I know that we are public servants, and I know that you would if it come right down to that point, but I think we have everything that... I just think that we have so many meetings that we're obligated to go to. And this SIR board meeting, when this come up before, I know that the news media reported and there was a big discussion about this and everything. When my dad served on there, I think my dad and maybe Jerry Gideon or one of the other commissioners served. They had two commissioners served on that SIR board. It's been, there's nothing wrong with us, and then the communication between us and those people is vital to what we plan on doing.
Sure.
second.
Motion's made and seconded for this nomination of Dan Strahan to serve as district board. Further discussion. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Should I abstain?
Yes, no. No. You have and should be voting on all appointments that the board makes, even if it's yourself.
All right. I'm aye.
What other? Let's see. I see 911. No thoughts on that today. BOA.
Who do we have about BOA?
Lawson had contacted me with some interest and communication on serving on BOA. I think he is a former BOA member that resigned before his term was out. A lot of these discussions are general discussions when people call you and tell you they're interested in a board position, and then really I've had more that...
Denny, my apologies, but I don't see that in this list.
Don't have him on an app?
I don't have that we have a position to fill. It's not here.
Okay, wait just a second. Now, who filled Mr. Clements?
Sean Pinkleton.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I'm sorry about that. I thought you said the BOA was a position that was open.
I did. That was my mistake. I can't find it in the notes that it is here. Actually, it was here, but there's a question mark by it.
Okay. And Sean was...
For the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, I have talked with... two or three people. I still don't have a commitment on that. We're talking about a meeting once a year.
Which one is this?
Enhanced Enterprise Zone. I have a question. I hate to do this out over the air. Is Mr. Thurman, does he fall in the Ransom Township? We know he's outside the city limits. Would he be someone to consider for that, for BNZ? I've had zero discussion with him. Would one of you, we really need to fill that spot.
And I would be in total agreement if he's willing to. At one time he had voiced interest in getting involved in some county government. I don't know whether that would be something that he would like, but he did say that he would be interested in doing some.
Would you talk with? Okay. So obviously, also the housing addition that's across from him. There are individuals in there. I've just been trying to think of where we might find somebody that would serve on that. In Cedar Creek, I know that Dave Wilson lives down there. He'd probably be good if, in fact, he would be interested. I know that he's retiring from Century Tel, and there's, I had another name in mind. I haven't talked to him either, but we really need to fill these positions.
We do, and do you know Mr. Wilson? I know his face, and I visited with him before I knew what his name was. He's a very... very nice individual. But we need to get these filled, and I know we've received some criticism. That was a question that was brought up at a political venue the other day. A person that didn't understand that we have to have these boards, and he wanted us to do away with them if we couldn't get members for them, and that's not the way the law reads or state statute is, so. Are they going to have, with what we've got, Ron, are they going to have enough for?
Yes.
Quorum?
Yes.
Okay. I go ask the paper to put a notice in there of those three townships that we might need and those.
Why don't we, if you're going to do that, why don't you invite the press to go upstairs and let's go through the complete list of vacancies that we have, if in fact they want to do a story about where we're pursuing individuals to fill vacancies.
That would be fine with me. I just wanted to get it out there again and let people get involved.
As we are scheduled for executive session, it's not until 10:30. We are to stand in recess until that time. We'll stand in recess until 10:30.